who are you?
I'm Karen O from the AES.
And Karen, who else is in the Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
Well, that would be Brian Chase and Nicholas Jenner over there.
Do you do a lot of the talking, Karen?
No, it's usually Brian. He can't shut him up usually, so.
Karen, right off the bat, what is sausaging? I don't understand. What is sausaging?
It's a Los Angeles Hollywood status, you know, thing that happens, you know, mostly probably in Hollywood, you know, and it's like if I brought you to a party, you know.
I wouldn't be good enough. Right off the bat, let's get that out of the way.
The sausage.
Boom. Now, have you been to explain a bit more? What is sausaging, please, Karen O?
Well, it's like, you know, so if we were to go to a party and it was like, you know, someone who was of a certain kind of, you know, status in maybe entertainment, you know, like film or movies or music, they were having like a soiree and they invited me, then I'd be expected to bring someone of my equal status, or, you know, if you came along, you most certainly would be the sausage!
Ba-boom! So have you been sausaged?
Probably many times, I'm sure. Yeah. It's not something that normally, I don't go to do many parties in Ardmore, you know? I don't do it.
Well, how about the rest of the band? Have you guys been sausaged by Karen O?
Not that I can remember recently.
Yeah.
What instance was it?
It was just the other night in Vancouver, and when we were invited to a party, and we went to the party, and I couldn't explain it, but I felt this feeling of sausageness, but now that you're talking about it now, it's just I think that it pinpointed the feeling of sausageness.
So yeah, sausaging. You're not quite sure about sausaging. It's hard to understand if you all agree upon that. But one thing, yeah, I think you all love is you love the cramps, don't you?
We like you crampies.
You love the band The Cramps, don't you, Karen O?
Did you ever cover any Cramp songs in a band of sorts?
Yeah, actually I did. I just recently at a Halloween party at my friend KK Barrett's house.
Of the Screamers!
Yes, of the Screamers, right. We covered I Was a Teenage Werewolf for Halloween. It was great.
Have you done any Crampsian mic things on this particular tour? And what is a Crampsian mic thing? And could you demonstrate with this mic right here, Karen O, what a Crampsian Lux Interior mic thing is? Can you do it?
I could do it, yeah. Well, I didn't even see the Cramps till recently for the first time. And then I realized that we did some of the same moves, like this one, for instance.
That is very impressive. That is very impressive.
It's gonna smell bad, sir.
And what I really, really like about that is I didn't understand how it's held up there. Like, I always thought he just went, ah! But holding it up, that takes a bit of extra effort, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little of the jaw teeth thing going on, yeah.
We're not quite finished with the cramps. For instance, you, Nick, you wished you wrote the song...
Probably Human Fly.
Human Fly by the...
The Mummies?
The Cramps! Is Brian always this difficult?
No. He's feeling a little, you know,
a bit of sausaged.
Time of the month for the sausaging and stuff, yeah.
Brian, however, you do appreciate the drumming skills of Nick Knox of the Cramps, right?
Actually, I prefer his drumming in the Electric Eels.
That's what I was going to ask you about. What can you tell the people about the significance of this band right here, the Electric Eels? This is a proto-punk band featuring Nick Knox of the Cramps on drums, and one of your favorite songs ever, Agitated, is on here. What can you tell the people about the Electric Eels and Yeah.
All right, well, they take me on a Jaguar ride, and sometimes I'm feeling agitated. Sometimes I feel like I'm on a cyclotron, and I hate girls, and Donald Duck, and
listing off song titles, aren't you? You're just listing them off.
It's No Accident.
It's 1975 Ohio punk rock.
They're Ohio Pabst Litterers.
With their big hit, Agitated.
Or Jaguar Ride.
But I just think it's amazing. The electric eels. Thank you for caring about the electric eels. Isn't it nice that Brian cares about the electric eels?
Yeah. I think it's really, really nice that he cares about the electric eels. Yeah.
The cramps, the electric eels. I mean, you never know what you're going to get with the yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes. What is the connection between R&B pop queen Toni Braxton and the yeah's? Brian?
Well, I have a friend named Ty Braxton, and his dad is Anthony Braxton. And
so his sister is?
Or even himself, he can be. I'm sure he's been referred to as Toni Braxton.
So the Toni Braxton connection to...
The yeah's is he's the Toni Braxton is the close relative of a friend.
Oh.
So I'm trying to be gender nonspecific.
Right. But you've played with a Toni Braxtonite. He has played with a Toni Braxtonite.
He has, in fact.
So R&B queen Toni Braxton meets up with the yeah's. What about a collaboration? What do you think about that, Karen? Have you asked Brian about hooking up with Toni Braxton?
Yeah, that could be a good idea. I mean, collaborations, I'm down for them.
Karen, growing up with the yeah's, did you guys live near a special mansion inhabited by the Wu-Tang Clan at one time? A secret mansion?
Well, that's what I heard. I heard it was just down the road from where I was living in Jersey, actually, with my ex-boyfriend. There was, the Wu-Tang Mansion was not too far. We weren't sure exactly where it was, but we had a general idea of where its proximity was, and it was like about 5 to 7 minutes away from us. So.
Why was it called a secret mansion? Do you know it all, Nick? Why was this Wu-Tang thing called a secret mansion?
Well, I couldn't find it.
So you just heard about it, you always wanted to find it, but never could find it?
Exactly.
So that's secret, right?
Now, Brian is trying to hog that record right there, the Electric Eels, so I thought I would give you a gift. Karen, this is for you, an LL Cool J record.
Nice.
Now, why might I give you an LL Cool J record? What could possibly the connection between LL Cool J and the yeah's be, Karen O?
Could be something of a what?
Easy, because ladies love KO.
Something of a...
Ladies love me! Ladies love LL.
No, the connection between...
I know, okay, it's something of a phenomena.
So, how are the yeah's and LL Cool J similar?
We both...
You both love the word phenomenon.
Yes, we do. It's true.
Because I thought it's interesting. Would you say you borrow from LL Cool J on that song?
I don't know if the borrowing was intentional or not, so that would...
But it does exist.
Yes.
You're proud to say you love LL Cool J. Now, I find it interesting, Nick, here you have LL Cool J, one of the influences of the yeah's new album. You could have gone in the other direction if you wanted to. For instance, Phenomena is almost kind of like the Muppet song. Yes, exactly. You could have gone in the Muppets direction, but instead you moved towards the hip-hopian LL Cool J. Now, what did you think about that, Nick? Were you pushing for the Muppet direction of the yeah's, or are you happy with the LL Cool J direction?
I'm always kind of pushing a Muppet Fraggle direction with us. So,
Nick, what is Karen like to be with in a band? Does she try to set you up? Is she a matchmaker?
Yeah, she used to be, but...
When were you a matchmaker, Karen? Is it true at one time you tried to hook up your bandmate with Canadian Firuza Bach?
Oh my god. That wasn't through me so much as it was through... the promoters at a certain...
I thought you were at the Troubadour, and you walked up to Firuza Bach and you said, I have a bandmate who's rich and a rock star, and he'd look good on Firuza Bach.
Oh, actually, that's right. I remember now. I did. I tried. Yeah. That was like, I told her how good they looked together and how wealthy he was and how good looking he was, and that he really should try and, she should meet him sometime. I remember that now, yeah.
So did anything happen at all, Nick?
I don't know how these things get out. No comment.
Did you appreciate Karen's efforts, though? Because you had a picture of Fruzabach on your amp. I mean, did you get a picture of Fruzabach any closer?
Yes and no.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I would also like to ask you about Mexico, playing in Mexico. Is it true there was so much bootleg stuff there was even Yeah, Yeah, Yeah's coins? Like, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah's coins?
Yeah, one-sided coins.
Which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that was the one-sided coin thing is great.
But was it an actual coin with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah's on it? Because I think that's amazing. A Yeah, Yeah, Yeah coin. Like, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah money.
Yeah, I didn't see any of them, actually. Did you see any of them?
Yeah, I have one. It is currency, and it's also one-sided.
That's awesome, isn't it?
That's amazing.
And here we are with the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now, the new member, the new fourth member of your band, Ahmad, according to his bio, he's born in Vancouver, BC. Is that true?
Yes, yes, he was. He was born here, I believe, yeah.
A Canadian connection to the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you know, just one of those things, yeah.
And I wanted to read back a bit of reaction to Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs having Ahmad in a band. This is your demanding fans. What's the deal with the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs fourth member? Set me straight on what his deal is, what his name is, and whether or not he is attractive.
Oh, yeah, he's... Ooh, Ahmad, he's... so hot.
But that's pretty harsh. That's some hard fans, isn't it? Is he attractive? There's a lot of pressure being a Yeah, 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 isn't there, Brian?
It's hard. It's hard. It's so hard. It's really, really hard. I can't tell you how hard it is.
Ba-boom. Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. A few years ago, Karen and the band, you guys were described as oversexed and overjoyed.
Uh-huh.
And cool, sexy, drunk.
Yes.
So, does any of that still stand up? Are you still oversexed and overjoyed?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, 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 I am, yeah, yeah.
And now, speaking of being overjoyed, what was it like being on Letterman the first time, I think, when David Letterman kissed you? I think David Letterman kissed you. He doesn't kiss many people. What was it like being kissed by David Letterman, Karen O?
He didn't kiss me, actually. He squeezed my hand, like, ever so gently, you know?
I saw a kiss.
You did?
Yes, he kissed you. Was the very first time you were on Letterman.
Really? Where? On my face?
He kissed you somewhere. Enough for me to write it down and say, one day, I'm going to have to ask Karen O about getting kissed by Letterman. Because Letterman barely acknowledges the band, so to get kissed by him.
Yeah, I know. I guess we tickle his fancy, or Brian tickles his fancy a little bit, you know, and he projects it onto me, so, you know.
Winding up here, Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. I got to ask about Karen's outfits. They're amazing, aren't they, Nick?
Yes.
Designed by Christian...
Joy.
So, is there any chance you can get Chris and Joy to set up these dudes in your band with some outfits so you can all have matching outfits? Have you ever tried?
She's tried. I've tried. They're not feeling it so much. Right, guys? Right, guys?
Yeah, I put on the leotard. I'm just like, eh.
So you have tried the leotard?
Yes.
But would you ever wear the outfits? Because all of you guys coming out in that one silver spaceman outfit, that would be incredible.
It's in the works.
So you would actually possibly entertain that idea, like having the whole band all dressed up? Karen, how hard have you tried? Not that hard, have you?
No, not that hard. I don't want them wearing what I'm wearing, man. I'm, you know, like, come on, like, you know, just like, I need to stand up a little, like, you know, stand out a little bit and stuff like that, you know.
I'm mad at you for not allowing your wardrobe to the rest of the guys.
Whatever, man, you know, it's like, it's my wardrobe. They can wear this and that, you know, like what they're wearing, right, as yeah, exactly. And, you know, whatever, like, I'll wear what I want to wear, and I'll look really good. And
oh, you look great. I love them. I just wish you could share with the rest of the guys. So, winding up here, lastly, Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, what sort of slogans has Karen worn? Because she wears slogans. What are some of the slogans you remember? Like looking over at Karen when she's singing. Nick?
I can't remember.
Karen, do you remember any of the slogans?
Of course I remember.
Yeah, what are some of the slogans?
There's, are you going to hell, oh, or heaven, oh? And then there is, what else was there?
Manamana.
I can't remember past that, you know, but I remember that one, so.
What's your problem, Karen O, with potato salad? What do you have against potato salad?
I just don't, I mean, I like it without the mayo, you know, just hold the mayo, man.
So you have no problem ruining potato salad, and that's why you pushed Courtney Love into potato salad. Like, you ruined potato salad for a whole bunch of people. Could you please explain that? Why did you ruin potato salad for a whole bunch of people in Texas by pushing Courtney Love into the potato salad?
Perfectly good potato salad.
What? It wasn't so much about the potato salad, you know. It was more about, the margaritas and the clinic masks that we were wearing.
Was she happy once she got into potato salad? Was she like, yeah, and started eating it, or was she kind of angry?
We had left the building at that point, so as you would imagine, anyone would if they pushed Courtney Love into potato salad. So
that is smart. The yeah's are smart. Screw with Courtney Love and run!
Yes.
So yeah's. You ran away from Courtney Love, but you're not afraid of the Prime Minister of Australia, are you?
No.
How come you guys are in such good relations with the Prime Minister of Australia?
I don't know. Where are we going with this one?
Yeah, I want to see where the thread goes.
The Prime Minister of Australia.
Yeah.
Who could I possibly be alluding to? The Prime Minister of Australia. Ang?
Angus
from The Liar.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Is he the Prime Minister of Australia?
Yeah, because he's from Australia, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I just wanted to say that you're friends with the Prime Minister of Australia.
That we are.
So anything else you'd like to add to the people out there at all? Yeah, yeah, yeahs.
Anything else we'd like to add?
Well, actually, I have one last question for you. Is it true that you still ride around on magic carpets made of cocaine?
Is it still true? I don't know.
No.
Well, thanks so much, Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. Why should people care about the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs? Why should people care?
Because the Yeah, Yeahs care about you.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. Keep on rocking in the free world and do 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 do.
Do.
Do. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we can't stop him. He's on fire. He's warmed up. He's ready to go. Thank you.